Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Okay, deep calming breath. Thanks for joining us today. And let's segue in, and I thought the first thing I would do in our combination of the multiple shows that I do daily with a little bit of theme from all of the categories. Case in point. I'm going to talk a little bit about, in the next 30 minutes to 40 minutes, what can be perceived as my main, M-A-I-N, mentor moments in business and in life, mostly in life, now fully retired. So here, some tenets, T-E-N-E-T-S, in that regard. A little bit about workouts for geriatrics, where we dedicate a show to physical workouts, nutrition, good for all kids from 1 to 92, aka silver streakers. Be some examples of that here in the way of our broad-based subjects that we always talk about here, food for the mind, body, and soul. So, for those of you that observe Easter, however you do indeed observe it, if you do, I'm going to start out with a little bit about some themes that we've always talked about here and way before in my career, very long ago and far away. So in the Easter holiday, having gone to parochial school as a kid for the first 6 grade levels, I'm going to flash back and practice an exercise. Imprisonment. The actual passage from Luke, he said to them, "But now, if you have a purse, take it, and also a bag. If you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. It is written, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and I tell you that this must be fulfilled in me. What is written about me is reaching its fulfillment." Imprisonment. The passage from Luke doesn't directly refer to the disciples being imprisoned. However, the disciples of God at the Last Supper were indeed imprisoned as they moved forward after the crucifixion. It focuses on the events leading up to Jesus' arrest and crucifixion. So Jesus far reach, kinda, was the epitome maybe of the first survivalist. While Jesus instructs them to get provisions by referring to purse and bag, hover on the word bag, astute audience, please, we'll get back to that. Hover on the word bag, as in getaway bag. It's not for survival in the wilderness. It's likely a symbolic preparation for the hardships that they would have faced and did after his death. The sword, owning a sword, goes against Jesus' teaching of peace and nonviolence. Some interpretations, there's the rub, Catholicism or otherwise, of any interpretation of Easter in particular. So some interpretations suggest it's a metaphor in the Luke quotation about the Last Supper for being prepared for the persecution. For sure, for Jesus. And what was around the proverbial corner for Peter, Paul, John, etc. Jesus knew his fate and was preparing his disciples at the Last Supper for a difficult time. He instructed them to be practical and resourceful, purse and bag from the quotation, as they would indeed be on their own soon at that interval at the time of the Last Supper. The sword reference might be a way to say they'll need strength and courage facing opposition, as well as the actual implementation and weapon. Sword. So practicing a focusing exercise, mentor moment, good brain exercise, workouts for geriatrics, focus for a moment, respectfully so, on that underlying message. So perhaps beyond the bread, unveiling symbolism in the Last Supper, Jesus' teachings, biblical interpretations, holidays, how are they held? Intrigue, different perspectives. Jesus actually preparing for trouble at the Last Supper. Was he packed his getaway bag? Bible mysteries, Jesus unveiled. Perhaps not what you think. So the imprisonment of Jesus' disciples after the Last Supper. Let's take a look at that for a second. Depending on your connotation of your Bible, your source of information, your interests, you may be an atheist, agnostic, whatever. But in the Bible, several instances where Jesus' disciples faced imprisonment for their faith. A couple of examples here, Peter and John, following the healing of the lame man, Peter and John were arrested by the Sanhedrin, or Jewish ruling council, for preaching in Jesus' name. Acts 4:1-21. They were threatened and ordered to stop, but they refused, citing their obedience to God over human authorities. They were eventually released, but continued their preaching. The early church, Acts of the Apostles, describes a period of persecution against the early church in Jerusalem. Acts 8:1. After the stoning of Stephen, a prominent follower of Jesus, Saul, later known as Peter, actively targeted Christians, leading to many imprisonments. Acts 8:3. Paul, Throughout his missionary journeys, Paul faced numerous hardships due to his faith. In Philippi, he and Silas were thrown in jail for supposedly disturbing the peace, Acts 16:40. In Jerusalem, he was again arrested on accusations of breaking Jewish law and spent years imprisoned before appealing to Caesar in Rome, Acts 21-28. Historical value, religious, whatever. Appreciate the historical value if you fall into some category of non-religious beliefs. It's just a few examples of the book of Acts and how it portrays a constant struggle between the early Christian movement and established religious authorities who felt threatened. Established religious authorities who felt threatened by their teachings. So I ask everyone just to consider food for thought at this holiday season, literally, figuratively. Food for the mind, the body, and the soul. Sustenance for the body. Motivation for imprisonment. The reasons for imprisonment varied, biblically speaking, of course. Sometimes it was a direct attempt to silence their preaching, while other times it stemmed from accusations of blasphemy or disrupting public order. Impact on and of imprisonment. Despite the hardships, these imprisonments really didn't stop the spread of Christianity. In some cases, as with Paul's Roman imprisonment, it even provided an opportunity to share the faith with new audiences. Yeah, I'm not going to go there. I'll save that for another time. So if you'd like to explore the topic further, feel free to do so. It's just a focus point. So we'll take a deep calming breath, and y'all been forewarned. When we come back, I'm going to practice myself teaching of Mandarin and a little bit of the dissertation in the next segment. Main mentor moment, if you will. Enrich your lives while you're working. During, before, after, at retirement, starting out, before your career, many mentor moments in business and in life. We'll be right back with one for you in 10 seconds. Stay with us. The VH Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all, some of you by our invitation where applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, combined with the ubiquitous audience, your efforts to pay it forward. We are growing exponentially with your help in doing so. Thank you for doing that. Continue doing so. We do 3 audio versions daily, my 6th year running doing that. My YouTube offerings, Bill Holt at BillHolt8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe. Where you're comfortable in doing so, and we always do interactive polls daily. Please do interact and leave messages at the voicemail message board at the BH Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. One of my factions today via this. Okay, deep calming breath. Right in and quickly overview wherever you come into the show. Some of you may know I embarked on a self-enrichment, one of my many bucket lists now in retirement, to self-teach Mandarin. It's embraced around a program geared towards helping my granddaughter, who's fluent in Mandarin, speaking, writing, does very well in the curricular in high school pertaining to all her classes, but Mandarin in particular, has aspirations to go on to secondary education. As this June ends, as he gets here to do so, she'll have finished her junior year in high school, prepping for her senior year. In that summer vacation time, she's going to tutor me in Mandarin, and we're hoping to use that as bullet points on not only her college applications, but in the not-so-distant future when she gets out and about in the big bad world of business life, career choices. She also may intern with me in some regard on the podcast show, another feather to put in her cap and on the resume. And she's very proficient in coding as well. So I have sporadically been trying to introduce Mandarin since about last September of 2023. I, in earnest, started a matriculated plan to do daily practicing since December 1st, as the last year ended. And here we are now, at the time of this taping, March 30th. So y'all been forewarned, and you'll understand how much help I need. Wait till you see me write the symbols and on the tonal inflection. So I went back and forth on the 10-second break, which way to do this, Mandarin first, and then tell you what it really means in English, or read the English and do my attempted Mandarin. So I decided to do it this way. I'm going to breeze through this with my Mandarin practicing. And thank you for allowing me to self-gratiate. This is part of my daily entourage, as well as written, listening, watching videos, etc. So, wish me luck, fingers crossed, and then I'll come back and tell you what it really means in English. Yay, bear, poton gua hua, jehu lianzi, yudiao, duang zhong, bai huayo, shang lian, kaeer, hao bao, quan fang gui, shang zin, Jiang Kang Jia Shou Shi Bo Ke Su Shang Wen Shu Deo Liang Se Wei Ki Zhua Si Bo Ke Zhua Si Kai Ye Ha Bai O Wei Ku Zhu Zhang Wen He Ye Bai O Yi Ki Lion Ya Di Ao Ba Hao Shang Dian Kai Hai Biao Da Quan Fang Wei Shang Xin Jiang Kang Zia Shi Yu Dao Ra An Zi. Very deep, calming breath. Thanks for your patience. Now let's go back, and here's the derivation. And those of you that are proficient, do know Mandarin, are of native tongue, are familiar with the history of the language anywhere and above, it's never a direct translation to translation, because their phonetics is different and they don't have a structured alphabet. And one tonal inflection can mean several words, and one little stroke of a symbol can change the connotation. So, what that mouthful translated to is a breakdown of the following. Grandpa Bill, Mandarin Chinese Opportunity, Practice Tonal Inflection, Multiple, Department Store, depending on the actual name of my kennel. There were some examples of that in that dissertation. I don't have a kennel. The name of the business is Kennel Kelp, when it was retired. So suffice it to say, learn Chinese was in there, dissertation-wise, tone practice, fun learning, podcast learning, Kennel Kelp, playful for this podcast, with some of the actual words in Mandarin, and some of the titles goofing around with it. Fun Mandarin learning, practice tones with Grandpa Bill was said in my attempt at the Mandarin translation and inflection that you just heard. So another deep, calming breath. What that's reflective of here in Maine Mentor Moments, bucket list, business, life, stay the course. Whatever you want to use in your dynamic, your example. You're knocking on doors, cold calling. I don't know if they do that anymore. That takes perseverance. That takes practice. That takes staying the course. 9 to 5 in an environment, wherever, brick and mortar, whatever your dynamic is, with a household, kids, family, worldwide dynamics. Mentor moment. Stay vigilant in whatever you undertake, whether it's self-teaching a language or riding the tide. All right, deep calming breath. So, when we come back, the workouts for geriatrics snippet to finish up today's show, we'll go through a little bit of the nutrition side, but more so the biochemical symphony that is your brain. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. We'll be right back in 10 seconds and go about another 10 minutes, and that'll be the completion of today's show. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Okay, deep calming breath. Thanks for being here. Thanks for getting to this juncture, last section of the show. Even if you fast forwarded, we all do that. But please do try to follow along in today's show recap. Listen at your pace. Listen to the archival shows. Because hopefully it continues to pave the way for future topics on these daily shows, each and every day. Now in my 6th year of doing so, with in-studio guests, and of course filling the void, if you will, when I don't have in-studio guests. So a little bit workouts for geriatric themed, finishing up today's show. Biochemical symphony in your brain. When you delve into complex information like learning a language or whatever, your demographic, your dynamic, again, whatever is a delving into a complex situation for yourself, information-wise, academia, business-related, enriching the brain, the input. It undergoes a fascinating cascade of physiological and chemical reactions, archivally, that we've talked about many times, referencing one of my favorite books, The Human Body Book, and then, of course, reflecting, literally and figuratively, guided meditation every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, led by Seth Lee Brzezinski. Again, we talk about lots of subjects here. I'm an audience member there. It's my therapy. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. In-house guests covering all of these topics. Meditation, Reiki, Tai Chi, Qigong, physical workouts, nutrition, healthcare, brain, anatomy, physiology. So increased focus and tension and attention. Neurotransmitters, the learning process starts with a surge in acetylcholine. This neurotransmitter enhances focus. Acetylcholine for memory formation and the ability to filter out distractions. Brain waves. Your brain shifts towards beta waves. We've talked a lot about beta, gamma, theta, Joe Dispenza, Gaia, Lipton, not only the T, Bruce, associated with alertness and concentrated thinking, information processing, and memory formation. Magnetic memory methods, Dr. Anthony Metavier, another enrichment technique program yours truly is enriched in. Hypothalamus of the brain, we've talked about it individually, collectively, the memory center, That's where it all starts to jumble and become highly active. Long-term potentiation, or LTP, the electrical signals between the neurons, strengthening, creating neural fiber highways, which we talked about forever, long before this show. In one way, shape, form, a man of 45, 50 years ago, long ago, far away, retired. Do these shows in Google Ambassadorship, 3 times over audio, YouTube channel. Long-term potentiation, we've talked about that many times. Creating neurofiber highways for storing information. Neurotrophic factors, production of BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factors increased. And they do. BNDF promotes the growth and survival of neurons, aiding memory consolidation, using the body's innate trait to heal itself, getting in tune with all of your organs and your neural fiber highway. It's amazing that some of us just think, well, it's the head and there's some semblance of a body below it. Not really being in tune to what it can and does do and can dissipate so much agony and angst and stress and inefficacious medicines, broken foibles, outright lies, all of the foolishness. You have to disseminate to have a fighting chance to stay focused and healthy. It's a huge distraction, if you allow it to be. Dopamine, as you grasp new concepts, dopamine levels rise just in and of themselves. Read a book, meditate, challenge your mind, challenge your brain. The dopamine will reward you. This neurotransmitter fuels the feeling of reward and motivates you to continue focusing, staying on the drive, doing that grind, military, otherwise, whatever, 8 to 5, the big brick building, whatever it is, the grind, life. Vortex, the monkey minds, the 95 percentile that most of the world is in that mindset, which continues to spiral and is a predetermined future. You're aiming, hopefully, for the sweet spot. Check the, in appreciation of the holy season, expletive deleted, ego at the door. Leave those shoes out. You know what? You're better off never get a new pair of shoes. Find your sweet spot. When you do, welcome. Number one, you're in the minimum with us, about 5%. It's an ongoing process. We're not gurus or whatever. Subject and interpretations, latitudes, attitudes, all intertwined in this whole thing. Emotional engagement. Amy, what you gonna do? Vince Gill, Pure Prairie League. Goofing around. I'm a Gadala. Amy G. Dollar, if you will. Grandpa Bill goofing around. We've talked about that many times in our human body book dissertation, blogs, with guests, without guests, virtual guests. Magnetic memory method technique, one of the many. Also use that in my self-edification of translating and learning Mandarin. So, Ami Dagala. If any information is emotionally charged, the Ami Dagala, which processes emotions, is indeed activated. That can enhance memory and focus, but can also lead to stress, mostly self-induced, if the emotions are negative, for sure. If your emotions are negative and you thrive in negativity, you really do have a self-defeatist attitude, in every sense of the word, but you're killing your body internally. Learn the symphony of chemicals in your brain. They're massive, beyond memorization. The biochemical dance of deep learning, unlocking your brain's potential, the science of how we learn. Sleep. Adequate sleep, of course, is crucial for memory consolidation. During sleep, the brain processes and strengthens newly formed neural pathways. You know, break, fast, breakfast. We'll talk about that on the recovery side. We have exercise. Physical activity also enhances learning by promoting neurogenesis, birth of new neurons, and improving blood flow to the brain. Keep it pumping. And that's not the heart's only function. For those that join us on the heart-brain coherence, those that are in tune, those that want to continue to enrich. Those are the star seeds that we work with one at a time together. It's powerful medicine. We're blessed to be members of really large numbers of intuitive groups, yours, mine, ours, theirs, my past guests, my present guests, their entourages, their social media, my repeat guests, which are many that are working with me and myself with them to promote good health in all people, plants, and this planet. Everybody knows somebody that's challenged, up against it, wondering what it's all about, Alfie. We stay cool, we stay calm, no fight, no flight. We do it communally, we do it arm in arm. We support all wild animals being driven out of their natural environment. Feral, rescue animals, domesticated pets, challenged, good foods, medicines. Their people, plants in this planet, hopefully perceived as a harbinger of good information. Myself as the porcelain junction box, continuing to put you in touch with butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world, being blessed with global exposure here at the shows. Thank you one and all that are here by our invite, nurturing your own teams where applicable. Good luck to you, and thank you. Any interest in any of the topics, to include the business shows, what have you, my voicemail message board at the shows is indeed how I respond in the most expeditious manner. For the world as it burns moving forward with cyberspace, so much spam and what have you in our emails. Always use that as a method of communication. But if you want to get a hold of me, if you want me to respond, and if you want to contribute to this show, possibly be on it, fodder, what do you want to hear our guests talk about, interact with the two daily polls in the descriptions of the shows daily. It helps us stay fresh moving forward. We're here each and every day. Continue paying it forward. Once again, closing YouTube offering. Grandpa Bill at Bill Holt 8792. Like us, share us, thumbs up, subscribe. One star seed at a time. My audio shows are on all platforms where you would hear any show that's due to yourself and the provocative guests and hopefully perceived subject matters at hand. Bye-bye for now. Make it a safe and productive day. Enjoy the holiday season however you do so. Enjoy your life. Be happy. Peace, everybody.